gone, gone, the damage done.
Buddy, Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, the channel Miami 560 WQAM. We'll get more into the Heat win at the top of the hour and recap the Heat, sending the Sixers into a stupid tailspin. Worst team in the league, 2-11, the Sixers. Woo-hoo! That's good. But one thing, I could go a lot of directions. I have a lot of things I want to do and damage is done. I'm going to go with this, though. Leroy has talked about this before. Sometimes people play around too much, all right? And especially Giants. And yesterday, I'm watching before the game, right? And everybody's having their little reunions before the game, Leroy. And people are hanging out. Kyle Lowry saying hi to everybody. And Caleb Martin saying hi to everybody. And then Jimmy and Kyle, of course, best of friends. Kyle, godfather to Jimmy's daughter. And you know, they love each other. These guys, they were horsing around at halftime. Kyle Lowry was literally just playing games with Jimmy Butler at halftime instead of warming up for his team. That's how much he misses Jimmy Butler. Maybe not as much as Joel Embiid misses Jimmy Butler. Everybody misses Jimmy Butler. But these guys are just, you know, having a friendly conversation, okay? And for our radio audience, okay, I'm going to play the video for our video audience, which is why you guys should watch on YouTube and Twitch, but I'll describe this as they're just having a chat, okay? They're just minding their own business, having a chat, and just living life.
And why does Kyle have his sweatshirt tucked in?
I don't know. He does look ridiculous. But just, you know, we're talking, and then who comes flying in with wrestling maneuvers, you know, as they're trying to mess around, but Kevin Love, who's horsing around too much, I don't like it. All right, Kevin? Jimmy's already missed four games in a row. The damage is done, my friend. You need to be careful.
Friend. He could have hurt all three of them right there. Literally all three of them. One, including two, himself. Two of them are very old. The other one's injury prone.
He's too big.
Whoa.
And that is a person who's like throwing people into headlocks and things. This is exactly like Tyreek Hill and Odell Beckham Jr. It's you know, doing wrestling maneuvers in the end zone.
You know what's also amazing is how Jimmy and Kevin Love are damn near the same height.
Yes. Yep. Well, by the way, you know about this Kevin Love with the thievery lately. That's been like his new move.
Yeah.
Oh,
the sneaky maneuver, top of the key. But he is, I was nervous about this. I'm all for the horseplay, but I don't need anybody missing any more games.
Look how cute.
Jimmy's face right now.
It's like,
hey. He's like, too much.
Too big to be playing like that.
Kevin Love is a rascal. What do you got, Leroy?
So, it's a public story. But oh, it's boy. Not inside. It's not inside the Publix. It's
public parking lot?
Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
So, it was raining, like, pretty hard, like, a couple of days ago. It didn't rain long, but it was raining. And you know how to have the people underneath the thing waiting for the rain to go down so they could go to their car.
Sure do.
This lady was coming through the parking lot. She had to get in the store and whatever. She's going across the crosswalk, right? A car pulls up and stops to let somebody out right in front of the crosswalk, and the lady's just standing there looking in the window. The guy goes, "Oh, am I blocking you?" And instead of like pulling out of the way, he waits until he lets the person off and then goes. Meanwhile, the lady's soaking wet.
Damage is done, my friend.
What are we doing?
This is honestly one of the rare occasions in which Leroy is not mad
not
at someone. Yeah, he's just watching and just observing.
I'm speaking for the people. Now, I know what I would have did.
What would you have done?
I would have tried to tip that car over or something, and then they would have moved. Because I would have pushing that car and all whatever.
Ow.
Yeah. And they would have thought I was crazy and moved. And then I would have went, thank you, and walked in.
We're done here.
Yeah, come on. Come on. Like, look, I don't care if you drop your wife off or your mother or whatever. Not in front of the crosswalk. There's people using that so you don't run over them. Because God forbid, if you get hit by a car, you know, if you get hit by a car, you're not in a crosswalk. You're probably going to get, you're not going to get no money.
Nah, probably not.
Right. So
you got to have,
but then the cars that's stopping can't stop in front of the crosswalk.
You got to have 2 feet in bounds.
Yep.
And control the groceries.
So, man, I just love how that's why we beat the hell out of each other. We ain't got no common courtesy towards one another at all. But I tell you what, they would have thought I was crazy because I would have reached up under there and start bucking that car and acting crazy. And yeah.
I would love to get that footage.
No, you ain't even listen. I get people to look. Like, listen, I'll do something crazy right here. You sitting here just thinking you could do whatever you want? Oh,
I
no.
I told you, I want to follow you around for a day.
Oh, you come into Publix. They love me at Publix. The workers love me because I say things they can't.
We have two of our loyal Twitch listeners bucking against you on this.
What?
Timbo Slice says, you wouldn't have done anything but cry on the radio the next day.
No!
Whoa!
That's not true.
Wow!
That's,
no, not true. I don't know, dude.
That's,
wow!
That's not true. That is not true.
Schmeathen, he says, quote, we have no common courtesy, says old fat shamer McGee.
I'm not fat shaming. That's calling it like I see it.
No.
He just means it like a other general
moment. Okay.
Yeah, although he switched his tune, he is now a beak shamer. We are doing different things now. We've advanced. We've grown.
No, I'm not.
Very judge. Joe's keeping it for me.
I don't get. See, that's the thing. People think I don't get free nothing at Publix. I don't. But I would say things. So, for example, I give you a perfect example. So I'm sitting there talking to the ladies behind the counter, right? Because we're all friendly, and they see me all the time. Hi, how you doing? How's everything? How's work? Good. And the lady comes up next to me, and she's returning a half a gallon of milk, right?
I used to love and she says, seeing all of those.
I said, the milk is bad. She says, the milk is bad. I need to return it. I say, ma'am, if you drank that much of the milk, your guts are supposed to be on the ground right now.
Gee, Leroy, accountability. He is walking accountability.
Leroy, so
the ladies behind the counter said, he got a point. He got
boxed in.
We can't do anything. Nothing about it. Boxed but in. That's what I'm saying. I don't want the price of my milk to go up because you drink half a gallon of milk and then let it sit out and go spoil and bring it back.
You think if you're not going to judge this lady that there's going to be inflation on milk? I don't think that's how that works.
Oh, he's right. Dude, he's right.
Everybody keep the more stuff that keeps getting returned for nonsense reasons. The Publix don't. They just raise the price to make up for that money.
You sure it's not cow labor laws?
What do you mean?
I mean, doesn't it depend on how much milk is getting produced by the cows?
No, it depends on how much milk they actually selling. If a whole bunch of people return in half a gallons of milk, then they raise the price.
I love the idea of Leroy.
Listeria, so.
I love the idea of Leroy like once a week putting on a robe and a white wig, and he just goes as you know where they always have like the sales in Publix, like the display section up front.
Oh yeah!
All rise for the honorable Publix judge Horn.
Hey, I told him for a free chicken tender sub,
ooh.
I run the returns for 2 hours.
Man, I run for 2 hours. That should be a bit.
Like, so no returns for 2 hours.
Me up front and people returning that. Man, I seen a lady return some lamb chops. And I'm like, you ain't ate a lamb chop in your life. What are you doing? And what they do is they go in the trash. They dig for receipts and then go in the store and pick up the stuff and bring it and return it.
Wow. That's actually a good hustle. I got to be honest with you.
Right.
Good.
You can tell the body type or a lady.
Body type?
One lady returned salads and kept the Oreo cookies.
You're supposed to judge without prejudice. Here, you're not like if you fat shame your defendants, like then you're not doing the work of a judge.
Listen. It's not a matter of judging or not. I'm just calling like I see it.
Imagine the line. As Leroy is dealing with all these people on their returns,
you know what they do? They say,
"Oh, the way to the deli."
That dude is working the returns. We got to go to a different Publix.
Leroy's gone.
No.
At one point, you don't even start using words. You're just like,
Do you have a receipt? No. Oh no. Can you just get? No.
Like the day after Christmas, some lady's gonna return gingerbread. He goes, "The day after Christmas, huh?"
But no, think about this. I've been living down here since 1992.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I have never returned anything at Publix.
Never?
Never. Because I buy what I'm going to eat. Right? I don't go and buy, like, I'm probably going to try this on too. And then
but
when
you never got
work,
anything,
Matt,
you never got anything about at Publix.
No, because the things that I buy, I don't really have
you
to.
You seem like you go every day. So it feels like there's a fresh rotation coming in every day.
Right. It's no, but I buy fruit, but I look at the fruit. If the fruit ain't good, I don't get it. Right. I don't buy meat there. I just go to a meat place to get my meat. Right. That's it.
J-Fig, what do you got for damage is done today?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and state the obvious. I am still in this room, which means nothing has been.
Wow.
So.
No, you just like the room, giving Frog
you know
more
what?
Company.
I really do feel comfortable in here, but I will say the damage is done.
The damage
look
is done.
And I still don't have access in that room.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
We all knew. What are you talking about?
So nobody's there?
Why are you shocked?
Oh, no, they're
oh,
here.
Oh, no, they're here. But every time I go, it's, oh, wait 15 minutes.
Yeah, wait, like what? Then they like, restart the computer.
Wait.
I've restarted that computer about 10 times.
I bet you it works for Hawk and Crowder. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
That's all I'm
going to
say.
Froggy?
My damage is done. Goes to not only is it a collapsing franchise, but if you watched Monday Night yesterday, now even Jerry's World seems to be collapsing under the pressure. A large Whoa. Piece of sheet metal Jeez. Fell yesterday from the roof of Jerry's World.
Goodness, luckily that was in the game.
Right? Luckily no one was hurt, but it is indeed a large piece of sheet metal that fell. Where the damage is really done is, you know, obviously it's easy to take shots at a team and kick them kind of when they're down. The Texans social media team took the opportunity to post this on their Twitter. It says simply, look out below with the L in the That's sheet funny. Metal direction.
Jeez.
As you can see, everything seems to be falling apart for the Cowboys. Therefore,
that's Commander's behavior, dude, with the broken pipes and the poop flooding out there in the stadium.
But they ain't spend $2 billion on there.
No, they did it.
True.
You think for $2 billion you could get the sheet metal to stay where it's supposed to?
Yeah, and apparently, you know, they've been having problems with, like, glare. A lot of people have been saying, like, the sun is an issue.
The players say that, yeah.
Well, you know, like, the thing that's crazy about it is, like, you think these stadiums, like, when they get built, they should last forever now, right? Because, like, the best technology. And we've had, over these years now, we've had the Marlins Stadium leak. We've had Jerry's World lose metal. Lucas Oil Stadium, remember that happened this year where they couldn't open the roof? And Irsay was really upset because he goes, very disappointing. We can't open the roof. Like, how do you not open the roof? Didn't this thing cost billions?
Yes.
Well, it's kind of like old cars. Old cars are a lot more reliable than these new ones.
True.
That's why Tobin's still
That's why I still drive my Jeep.
We'll take a break. Get back into this Heat victory. Jimmy Buckets, big time performance. And he made Joel Embiid so sad. Back after this.